Hello everyone, once again it's Inya Bong from Mitra Studios, and today I'm with Michelle, the president of the Canadian Black Chambers of Commerce, and she's going to be talking to us about this organization. Hello Michelle, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm super, thank you. So happy to be here.
That's really nice. So what is your organization about? What do you guys do, and how do you guys do what you do?
Well, that's an excellent question. We're so proud of the organization that we run. So I'm the president, Michelle McGee, of the Canadian Black Chamber of Commerce. We're super excited because we serve entrepreneurs, black entrepreneurs to be exact, at many levels, whether it's from ideation to those who are going over their million mark. And we continue to work with them to succeed in business, to scale, to bring them new ideas so that they're able to utilize information to support sustainable business. So we are the voice of black entrepreneurs and continue to be the proud and effective voice for them. We are also the first national chamber of commerce. So we're pretty excited. No, let me correct that. We're the first national cultural chamber of commerce. And so we're super proud of the work that we're doing, super proud to be here to service a gap that's in our country, and we want to continue doing that.
Thank you very much. That was so impressive. I'm so happy to be interviewing you today. I just wanted to know, I had gone through your brochure and I realized that you also, you know, help with financial literacy. And I wanted to ask, is it just for, you know, black entrepreneurs or just maybe anyone who's willing to be involved in the chamber?
That's a great question. Thank you for that. At this particular point, although our membership at the Green Black Chamber of Commerce is inclusive, so anyone can become a member. Our focus is on black entrepreneurs, black business owners, black people who aspire to get into business. So basically it's actually there. And what we do is that we provide them the education that they need. Quite often many of us go to the bank, many black entrepreneurs go to the bank and are refused, you know, or declined for many reasons. It could be because their business plan is not pragmatic, or there are gaps there. It could be the projection is not on point and probably needs some work. It could just be their marketing. It could be many reasons why the bank might think that you might not be a good candidate to provide that loan. What happens is that the bank then refer to the Canadian Black Chamber of Commerce, and we're partnering right now with CIBC, who we provide a wraparound service to CIBC and the Black Opportunity Fund. So for those who might be declined at the bank, we do an application with the Black Opportunity Fund, or for short BOF, who come to us. And whatever the reason that might be that I mentioned before, we support them through that journey, whether it's to help them with their business plan or to help to get more pragmatic projections. And if the projections are not high enough, how could we increase it? You know, how could we get you to a level where your business will be sustainable?
Thank you very much. Just have a couple questions for you. So what are you expecting from this summit today?
This is a fantastic environment to be in today. I am so enriched with all the knowledge that's around me, and I come in here expecting to learn more about some of the organization I've seen virtually for so long. So a personal meeting, you know, just to see people in person, but just to actually know more about the organizations, how we can best partner. Collaborating is the only way that we really can succeed. We need to move away from the I to the we, so there's more collaboration in ideas, collaboration in how we deliver service. You know, let's remove some of the redundancy. And so therefore, in being here, you have a first-hand knowledge in person of the services that's offered, and in a more a deeper level. But also, it's great to meet other entrepreneurs that are out there who we want to introduce ourselves to, so they get to know us. We don't want to be a secret because we have so much to give. So definitely, it's just the connections and talking about the programs that we have to offer. We have many programs that we offer. That's through the Elevate Black Business Program. And definitely, we want to talk about that. We want to talk about that we have a national digital Black Business Direct Directory that we want you to sign up in, you know, get your business on for free, you know. My dad always said nothing is free in this life, somebody paid for it. So Uber paid for our directory, and our federal government paid so that we could offer access to all our courses and our programs. So we have a lot going on that we want to tell our entrepreneurs about, but mostly it's just the learning piece for Black people. We have so much, we give so much, and so little is known. So it's out here recognizing and reflecting as the Emancipation Day comes in, and as Juneteenth that we celebrate. Today's the 29th, right?
I'm not even sure at this point.
Yes, it's America. So yeah, the Juneteenth we celebrate here as well. You know, it's just so much. It's just the communication, the connection, and really building strong relationships.
Thank you very, very much. One last question. So how can people find you? Do you have a website? Do you have an Instagram? How can people reach out to you after they've heard how amazing you are?
Indeed, we are amazing. We love them to say that we're doing amazing things because we are. We're just so committed to our community. We're so committed to anyone who wants to be in business. We are at blackchamber.ca is our main website for our programs, in which we do business writing, financial education, our AVRA program. Really, there's a little bit for everybody. That's on the elevateblackbusiness.ca. So elevate, E-L-E-V-A-T, blackbusiness.ca. And we want to elevate you, hence Elevate Black Business. Okay. And then also to look at our Black Business Direct. We're everywhere. And of course, all our social media platforms, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, where they're like city folks.
Thank you so much for speaking to Mitchell Radio today. I really appreciate you taking out your time. Thank you.
My pleasure. What a wonderful pleasure.